This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Welcome to it. That's right, we're here live.
We are.
And we will be here live again tomorrow and the day after that and throughout the entire holiday season because, you know what, we like what we do. And you're still out there, so you're listening to us. We appreciate you being there. So if you want to join the show, you can. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, we've got plenty of terrible news regarding COVID crackdowns. And I actually have an opinion piece from Penn Jillette on leaving libertarianism.
Oh, good.
Which is sad news.
It is sad.
Let's start with the good news tonight, and that is out of Loveland, Colorado, where according to CBS in Denver, there are more than 65 Loveland-based companies that have now signed a pact that they will be staying open for business as Larimer County moves to level red restrictions.
Oh, no.
Level red on the state's COVID-19 dial is one step away from level purple, a complete shutdown, and restricting restaurants from having any indoor dining or guests. The businesses that joined the agreement believe the county and state are imposing restrictions which are unfair and unnecessary to small businesses. Quote, "We are not going to shut down," said Clay Caldwell, the owner of Betta Gumbo in downtown Loveland. He's used his business and kitchen to feed thousands of meals free of charge amid the coronavirus pandemic, and said that he joined the pact because the government was allegedly placing much blame on small businesses which may not have any record of COVID-19 spread. Caldwell told CBS 4, quote, "It's about fairness. Each of these businesses have families that they require to make money so they can live, and they have every right to do that."
It is. That's one of the most screwed up things about these coronavirus lockdowns is that it really only affects small businesses. I mean, sure, maybe some McDonald's.
Disproportionately,
Yeah. Walmart's doing just fine. CVS is doing just fine.
I mean, JCPenney's going out of business.
Are they going out of business because of COVID-19 or because just...
They were dying prior to that, but this definitely accelerated it. I mean, there are definitely some big corporations that are not having a good time. I mean, AMC movie theaters, for instance.
Okay, fair.
They're down like 94% or something like that this year. So, yeah, they're I'd be surprised if they can survive this.
Well, honestly. I don't think there are any mom-and-pop stores that are having a good time.
No.
Let's put it that way, then.
Yeah, it's definitely tough out there on the small business owner, and a lot of this burden is certainly resting on them. So it's sad, and that's why I'm really happy to see this story, that small business owners are doing what they should have done 6 to 8 months ago.
Yeah, they should have never shut down the first time. But, you know, it's kind of problematic, because even if they stay open, if people are afraid enough, they're not going to go. Yeah.
And that was the problem back when Georgia, which was the first state back in, like, June or something, that was having, quote, reopening. Which, of course, wasn't a real reopening. It was, okay, we can let 25% people back in, that kind of thing with all these restrictions. But still, it was promoted as reopening. And there was an article that we shared at the time that interviewed restaurateurs who said that, well, I know I can reopen, but I'm actually hearing from my customers saying that they would be upset if I did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because they're terrified.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure the lockdowns actually achieved anything solely for that reason. I mean, restaurants and bars here in Keene are overwhelmingly down in the last few weeks,
and I
think it's largely because of fear.
And a lot of them, they've said to us. I mean, I haven't spoken with a bunch, but the ones that I've talked to have said they feel like it's going to be really hard to get through this next one. That a lot of businesses are going to close. Those who were able to survive the first shutdown. Now it's going to be round two, and can they get through? I mean, how many times can you survive this? How many times can you get through being unable to serve your customers for some arbitrary amount of time?
I'm surprised any of them got through the first round, to be honest. I mean, it was, what, like 3 months of no income whatsoever for them?
It was several weeks at the very least, yeah. I mean, it was very, very low for quite a while. I mean, they were still doing takeouts, but
sure, but
it was down big time. So he says, speaking on behalf of the growing list of companies agreeing to defy Level Red enforcement, said that he believed big box stores were unfairly being allowed to move forward with operations, while small companies with more direct oversight of guest safety are being chastised. He said, quote, here in restaurants and bars and small businesses across Loveland, we're being penalized and coming under a verdict which was unjust. That pisses me off, he said. Further, he said, if we get any more sanitized in here, I could start doing surgery and make a hell of a lot more money. So the point he's making is that he's jumped through all the hoops. They've done all the stupid over-sanitization crap that, you know, their customers are expecting or the state is demanding or both or whatever.
Well, they're a restaurant, so they're probably doing all of that anyway.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, they're trying to appease a certain crowd.
Sure.
The paranoid fear crowd, basically. I don't care. You know, I knew that before COVID-19, restaurants were relatively safe. A lot of them are ServSafe certified, and, you know, generally you want to hire people that know better than to, you know, not wash their hands before they handle food and in between certain food handlings. You know, there's a basic set of rules that most restaurants follow pretty well. And now it's just gotten to the point of OCD everywhere, where, you know, they make a big show of sending somebody out with a spray bottle and a rag to wipe down every, you know, table and chair and whatever after every guest leaves. And it's just a big show.
I mean, it is, for sure. There's no doubt about that. And it probably doesn't help at all, because, I mean, spraying a little sanitizer on a surface and wiping it down for 10 seconds, if there's a virus there, that's not going to kill it in all likelihood.
Honestly, if I'm sitting there eating food, I'd rather someone not be spritzing a spray bottle full of chemicals right at the next table over next to me. You know?
I would agree, but they kind of do that anyway.
I know, but like they do it a lot more now. Like, if you're ever out. I mean, I don't see it a whole lot these days at the places we go to, because they tend to be a little bit on the cooler side. But I did see this early on. It's like, hey, man, can you spray that over there? I don't know what's in that bottle, but I probably don't want it on my hamburger, you know? So local brewer Morgan Harrington was one of those who joined the list. She accused the county of enforcing health guidelines based on the rise of COVID-19 cases across the state rather than focusing based on each individual community. She and the other business owners called on Larimer County and the governor to allow a 5-star program throughout the county, which would give qualified individual businesses the ability to operate under lesser restriction during a county-wide level red status. The concept was first proposed, adopted, and approved in Mesa County. Businesses are allowed to operate under yellow restrictions if the county goes to level red. We want that to happen in Loveland.
So that's so overly complicated, though. Okay, so it's level red, but if you jump through all of these hoops and submit your paperwork in a timely manner and you pay the government this amount of money, they will let you go ahead and stay open, even though it's level red now.
That's how sad business owners are, and how pathetic that they are. They are constantly begging the government for some sort of relief, rather than just doing what they want, rather than just acting like free people.
Well, the government has the guns.
They do, and they're scary, and I get it. Let's go to 888-976-EVIL. That's quite a mouthful for a name, but calling from Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Am I speaking English?
I don't know. You tell me.
888-976-EVIL. Do we live? Do we have a pulse? Do we chase nightmares? Do we see anything that exists? Or are we unexplained research?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
This sounds like a pretty deep topic. Yeah, you're going to have to rephrase that.
Unexplained research? Yeah, everything's a question. There's no answer to the cancer, is there? It's a nightmare that doesn't exist.
It's crazy.
A raised fist, question of nonconformity.
Okay. So are you just babbling words out of your mouth, or are you trying to make a point?
The point? Dotted line?
Yeah, this guy's nuts. Are you the guy that is in our chat room that just, like, types random crap? Huh?
Nobody.
No, your name's not nobody. Your name's not nobody. We know nobody. He lives right next door.
My name's 888-976-EVIL.
That's what you said.
Phone number. I play chess, and I watch you rest and play God.
Are you the guy who types all the confusing crap into the D-Live chat the Twitch chat?
Am I? Is my name Ian Bernard? That I'm from,
No, I don't think that's your name.
New Hampshire. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay, brother. Pass the ammo.
Philadelphia, I'm on a 12 gauge. What kind of shotgun are we talking about? What are you packing,
man? I don't know, man. Just don't put it in your mouth, whatever you do, okay?
I'm
going to hit the dump button on that just in case. So that person sounded pretty crazy. That was like crazy to the point where I didn't know what to do with him. It's Free Talk
News
Live.
From news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to Divi. Project.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III, from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bane Books at banebooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at banebooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free. It'll bring up whatever you want. And we did look up 976-EVIL, 888-976-EVIL, and apparently it is the old 1988 horror film directed by Robert Englund, the Freddy Krueger, the guy that played Freddy back in the day. Not the most recent Freddy. That was a new guy.
I also found that 976 Evil 2 exists, and it's free on YouTube, and it looks really, really bad. Probably not as bad as some of the other stuff I've been watching lately, but I will probably end up watching this.
Now, why would you go watch the sequel if you've never seen the original?
Because the sequel is going to be way worse than the original.
And, yeah, but don't you
want
to get
that,
like,
kind of movie?
Whatever the setup was. Like, I mean, most movies you don't have to watch the prequels, but you...
The setup is that a phone number is being used to call Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I feel like I understand the setup enough to proceed to the sequel.
Which is how I was with
Killer Raccoons 2 as well.
You never saw the original.
I never saw the originals, but it's raccoons trained by the military to kill people. Understood. I can jump straight into the sequel.
Now, I mean, Killer Raccoons 2 doesn't sound like it was really following up a high budget, smash hit.
It definitely was not. No. But neither is this.
So. Well, I mean, at least the original was directed by Robert Englund. That's something, you know, worth crowing about, right?
I find that as the number of sequels increases, though, the chances of the movie being so bad it's good also increases.
Really?
That's usually, like, I'll jump to Wrong Turn 6 instead of watching the first Wrong Turn, because I know that by the time they get to 6, it's going to be the stupidest ideas anyone ever came up with.
Wow.
It's great. Yeah.
What are some of the longest-running horror series?
Probably Halloween.
And Friday the 13th. There's been a bunch of those.
The Saw movies, if you count those. But
how many are there?
I think there's 8 now.
Okay. I think there's, like, at least a dozen Jason movies or Friday the 13th.
Sure, especially if you include reboots and all of that kind of crap.
If you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number. We can talk about, you know, movies. That's fine, too.
Anything. I've been catching up on movies lately.
Yeah, I don't think that was the purpose of that last call. I don't know if he even had a purpose, but you can join us as long as you can dial a phone number. We'll put you on the air here on Free Talk Live. Now, something you're going to need to check out when you get a chance. I recommend this highly. Bitcoin.com. And that is because Bitcoin, it's kind of a thing. You know,
it's kind of a big deal lately.
Yeah, people are talking about Bitcoin. You're looking at, actually, it's down a little bit over the last 24 hours. It had peaked up at about 19,500, which is right around the all-time high. So, I mean, it's essentially scraped the all-time high within the last 24 to 48 hours. It's now down below 19,000 at the moment. So take some time out. Take 10 minutes out of your life. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. And then there's a 2 or 3 minute long, just a brief overview that you can watch to get the kind of the basics on Bitcoin. And you can dig in deeper if you like. I mean, this is one of those topics where you can spend as much time on it as you want, or just spend a few minutes and at least get down some of the things that make Bitcoin different from the old money systems that we've been used to for our whole lives. That's one of the most important ideas, is to really get across concepts like blockchain and what that means, and what does it mean to be a decentralized currency? What is cryptography? And, you know, so it's a very interesting topic. Go to Bitcoin.com. If you aren't new to Bitcoin, then you'll find some other useful things at Bitcoin.com, like their news site, where you can get the latest news headlines about what's going on in the Bitcoin universe. Go to news.bitcoin.com if you want to check that out.
I would definitely recommend people do this sooner rather than later, because Bitcoin is a limited supply item. And
yes, that's right.
Demand for it is very quickly going to outpace supply.
Already has. According to the story that we were reading, I don't know, in recent weeks, it was actually right when, I think, PayPal announced that they were going to be selling Bitcoin. There was other news that said that...
Well, they call it selling Bitcoin, but PayPal isn't really selling Bitcoin.
Well, they can't prove that they're selling Bitcoin. They're selling what they're claiming is Bitcoin on their site, but they're not allowing you to withdraw the
Bitcoin. And there's literally no reason to believe it's Bitcoin. It's just a number on a screen.
That's right. It will likely correspond with the market price of Bitcoin, but yes, you're right, Arya. There's no way to know that what they're selling you is actually Bitcoin, unless you can withdraw it from PayPal, which you can't. So therefore, it's just like you said, it's a number in a database somewhere.
I would recommend not buying from any of these companies, but if you have to choose one, use Square Cash App.
Because they will let you withdraw on Square?
They will.
But you still have to jump through Know Your Customer hoops, so just keep that in mind.
They're not as bad as you'll find on, like, Coinbase and Kraken and some of these others.
So you've done it. You've jumped through those hoops.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Until they banned me for life.
Right. For selling Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was a competitor.
Yeah, they can sell Bitcoin, but you can't sell Bitcoin through their site.
I actually rebought some of the Bitcoin that I sold through Cash App. So, nice. I mean, they were benefiting from it.
Sure.
So what was their problem?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I really don't. I don't understand it. Now we are seeing that the OCC, one of these governmental regulatory agencies for banks, has allowed banks now to hold custodial accounts regarding cryptocurrency for customers.
But why would customers want that? You don't need a bank to hold your crypto. You can hold it yourself.
Well, that's the thing, Arya. Not everybody wants to be independent. Right? So we value...
I will hold their Bitcoin for them.
Sure. But you're not an institution. So, like, you know, people feel more comfortable. Look at all the people out there and how they are about safety now.
Yeah.
Right? So we're surrounded by people wearing masks and obsessed with sanitization, and they've gone OCD to the max. It's now cool to be OCD. You know, these are the people that we're surrounded by. And
I was so sad when I went into a convenience store earlier and not wearing a mask, and the girl behind the counter put one on as I came in.
Yeah.
And you know what convenience store I'm referring to. And it's like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know me. Why are you even bothering with this?
Yeah.
But they still haven't said anything to me, so.
Yeah, it's a ritual, you know, that they have to, they feel like they have to go through. I know the owner of that convenience store, as a matter of fact, and I was talking with him the other day, and he actually owns another place in town, was talking about how business is way down, and had a mask on the entire time for the conversation, and then I saw him later outside in his car and talked to him, and he still had a mask on in his car. So it's just people are beaten down by this stuff, and I don't think he's actually afraid of COVID. I think he's afraid of the government, you know, because
sure. Well, the government kills way more people than COVID does.
And they will kill your business, which is what we've been talking about here tonight, where in Larimer County, Colorado, a group of dozens of businesses, according to the story at Denver's CBS Local, it's more than 65 businesses now have signed a pact saying that they will remain open as the county moves into the so-called level red restrictions. And they ended up begging the county to give them special exemptions because, oh, look, county bureaucrats, look at all this, the cleaning that we're doing. Well, see, we've got social distancing. We're requiring people to have masks. Look, we're jumping through all these hoops. Please just let us stay open under the so-called yellow level guidelines. Even though the county's red, we want a special pass. And I don't think there should be a special pass. They should just open up, and they should stop begging, and they should. And it sounds like they are saying they are going to stay open. So that much is good, and that's what I'm praising here. But it just doesn't go far enough for my tastes. I mean, I get it's a baby step, and maybe that's the kind of thing that they need to take. Because as you pointed out, these government goons, they are scary people, and they will threaten you.
They will take away your licenses as well. I'm interested to see how this plays out, because that's what I expect the outcome to be, losing their, you know,
right,
health inspections and crap like that.
And then how many of them will have the courage to stay open anyway? Because that's really when it comes down to it, is when they try to force you to stay closed, what do you do then? Well, I say look to that gym in New Jersey. They've been doing it right. More coming up.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pennsylvania Republican Party is holding a hearing in Gettysburg to look into irregularities in Philadelphia and other Election Day shenanigans. Multiple witnesses testifying that they were obstructed from observing the counting of ballots and other irregularities in Philadelphia. There was a chance President Trump would be at the hearing. Instead, he just testified via phone.
They have to turn over the results. It would be easy for me to say, oh, let's worry about 4 years from now. No, this election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he's pardoning his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. The president saying on Twitter, "It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." You're listening to USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden is suggesting Americans forego holding large gatherings and traveling to see loved ones over Thanksgiving due to the coronavirus pandemic.
This year we're asking Americans to forego so many of the traditions that we've long made this holiday, which made it so special.
Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden delivering a dark message but reminding everyone,
"I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other."
A day after the Dow and S&P set record highs, the NASDAQ is doing the same. There was some big movement by some tech stocks, such as Slack, which was up as much as 32%. There are reports Salesforce is in talks to buy the popular office messaging service. The NASDAQ gaining 57 points to close at 1294. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Gary. He's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Gary is contributing $5 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a simple concept, one that allows you to get behind what we do here and help bring new radio stations on board, which is getting to be a harder task given that there's almost no one working at the radio stations these days. It's my day job is to call stations, you know, and try to talk to the program directors. Well, because of COVID, for months, many of them have had absolutely no staff working in the building. But nonetheless, we're still putting the word out there. We're still doing industry advertising, and I'm still making the calls. It's just there's aren't as many program directors. So I don't know what's going to happen to this. We were talking earlier about big corporations are doing fine. That's definitely not true in the world of media. So I'd mentioned AMC Theaters. They're down big time. At least some radio stations still have some revenue that's going on because there's still some people advertising. Still listeners, right?
Right.
But a lot of these station groups, these mega corporations like iHeartMedia, they are the hardest ones to reach. It's actually easier to reach the smaller businesses, the ones that own just a handful of stations. They're more likely to have somebody doing something in the office. Most of these iHeartMedia stations I call, there's not even a secretary. There's no one answering the phone. You have to know what extension to dial, that kind of thing, to get to the program directors. And even then, most of them aren't there, not answering the phones, working from home. It's bad.
Well, hasn't radio been on sort of a decline for a while anyway?
I mean, old media generally has been on, I think, a general decline. Everything from cable television to broadcast radio.
Newspapers.
Newspapers are the worst off of all of them. In fact, we've seen a number of those die already this year. Of course, again, some of those were dying anyway. This just may have hastened their demise. But, man, it's not easy out there for these big radio station groups because they've got a ton of debt. And they
see, that's where they made their mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big mistake on their part. We do not have debt, so we're going to continue on through this, which is at some point may benefit us, right? So, like, as these stations are going down or as these mega owners are going under, they're going to have to sell off the stations. They'll have to sell them at pennies on the dollar, and maybe some more locals will be able to pick them up and do something with them.
That would be great.
Yeah, and also a lot of them have syndication networks as well, and so if they start to go out of business, then that means a lot of those shows are probably going to go under too, which anytime a show goes down, that gives us the opportunity to take some of their stations. So, you know, we're going to weather the storm here, I think, but man, it's...
No, there's no doubt we will.
Yeah, it's rough out there. So if you want to help us with that, then join up with the AMP program like Gary has done. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And you can contribute $5 a month. There's debit card, credit card, PayPal, and also Bitcoin BTC as your methods. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what's going on in Larimer County, Colorado, where 65 at least businesses have come together and signed a pact saying that they are going to stay open regardless of the government's so-called red zone or level red restrictions that have apparently recently been shoved down people's throats in Larimer County. The businesses have been begging, however, also the government to implement a five-star program, which would give qualified businesses the ability to operate under lesser restrictions. So it's basically a program that allows the businesses to show how obedient they are and all the hoops that they're jumping through. Just please, 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 government, just let us stay open and try to make a living.
I don't think it'll help, though, even if they
the
do
begging?
Stay open. Well, I don't think the five-star thing will help. I don't think staying open without authorization will help because once the government is the one peddling the fear here, they're the ones setting the fear levels. When they impose a level 3 lockdown or a red level lockdown or whatever they want to call it, people become too afraid to actually go out to restaurants anyway, whether the restaurant is open or closed.
Yeah, and the question is, what portion of people are like that?
Well, clearly most of them.
Yeah, it could be.
So we have to attack the fear, I think, that the government is using as a weapon to control.
What's the most effective way to do that?
I don't know.
I mean, because you can set an example, right?
Sure.
So that's the easiest way to do it, is to just go around, walk around downtown with no mask on, go into businesses with no mask on, and, you know, refuse to put one on, and, you know, tell them you're exempt from it, and just go about your business as normally as you possibly can, and hope that other people could be inspired by that. I have heard stories, you know, individual tales of people going into a business, seeing somebody with, or being the person with no mask on, and then encountering somebody who has a mask on, and there's like a pleasant encounter, not like a hostile one, because obviously there's people who are hostile towards those wearing a mask, but somebody who, for some reason, there's a conversation, and it leads to the person saying, hey, you know, you don't have to wear that, right? And then the person actually taking the mask off.
Well, we see this sort of all the time here in Keene with all of the crosswalks and stuff like that. We see people waiting even though traffic is clear because that's what they're supposed to do. That's
right.
What the
they
authority
don't have the green light.
But as soon as, you know, someone like us comes along, we just walk across because there's no traffic anyway.
Yep.
That's when they will follow.
They follow. It happens almost every time.
So I think you may be right. You know, leading by example may be the only way to do it.
I think that's the most effective direct route of action. Obviously, it helps to have more people leading by example because it is ultimately a numbers game. You know, if you have half the people in a given place that aren't wearing masks, the feeling is different, right? As opposed to if you're the only person in a store with no mask on, and you're surrounded by people who you can't see their face, and it's just this bizarre kind of feeling that you get from that. It's not as bad if it's 50-50. If it were 75-25 of people not wearing masks, then it would be like, well, whatever, no big deal. Yeah, because in
but that's how it was initially, right? And it still bothered us then.
Even
it was like 1 in 10 people wearing a mask.
I don't even remember it being that light. I mean, how long ago was that?
It was pretty light in the beginning.
Was it?
Like almost no one was wearing masks, but then they just gradually creeped into our lives.
Yeah.
And last night, while entering CVS, I saw someone leaving without wearing a mask. And, of course, I wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah.
That was probably the first customer I've seen in person somewhere in months shopping without a mask.
I make a point of saying something to those people, something positive. So, like, my favorite line right now is, it's nice to see a smiling face. Even if they're not smiling, they will smile after that.
When you say that.
And so it's just kind of like... It's sort of our equivalent of the mask complimenters. So, like, the people... I think we talked about this the other night.
Yeah. Oh, your mask is so pretty.
I love your mask. Oh, Red Sox. Oh, yeah. You know, whatever it was that they say to one another to pump up their experience. So this is, like, a way to sort of rescue the people that are like us with, hey, give them a little bit of positive feedback. Because it's a lonely world out there for the free face. For somebody who is walking around as normal... in a sea of masks, it is depressing.
I have never found it to be depressing, but
I do. I'm not easily depressed.
I don't look at it in those terms, though. You know, I walk around Main Street not wearing a mask all the time, and I don't think anything about the fact that I'm probably literally the only person out there not wearing a mask. The thought just doesn't occur to me.
It's not that's the depressing thought, although that is, that is kind of a sad thing. It's just more of like a sadness for those people. Like, I feel like, man, just down that people could be so easily manipulated and so victimized by fear mongering, and it's just, you can't get away from it. The only way to get away from it is to go into, like, there's a few places that you can go into where there's no problem with, you know, no masks or whatever, where, like, at downtown's fucking great, the local Fun Noodle place, there's no sign on the door, there's another little fry place.
And they rent from the city,
yeah,
by the way.
Which is awesome. Yeah, there's no signs on the door, the owner will not wear a mask, doesn't matter. If the customer wants her to put a mask on, she won't do it. So that's, like, the respite from the rest of the world, basically. It's just, I just have to shake my head. It's like a facepalm every time somebody walks by me with one of these masks on. It's like, really?
People out there walking their dogs in masks. No one in sight, but they're wearing a mask.
855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The 65-plus businesses in Larimer County, Colorado, that are supposedly joining a pact to stay open. They actually include in this story from CBS Local the letter that they sent to Governor, what's his name, Polis? Something Polis, Jared Polis there in Colorado. We can share that coming up with you here in a moment. With you tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
And don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Be sure to follow us on our video streaming platforms. We're over on DLive at dlive.lrn.fm. And we also are on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us on either one or both of those and watch the show live or later on via an archival option. So we're going to go back into your calls and thoughts, and we can tell you more about what's happening in Colorado. But first, to Indiana, where Kirby is on the line. Go ahead, Kirby.
Good evening, folks.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm going to start on Mask World. Aria says she sees people walking their dogs wearing a mask. I see it every day. I work downtown, and every day, if I see 10 people walking their dogs, half of them wearing a mask. I tried to go to the bank last Friday. I have to make an appointment to walk inside the bank now.
Yeah.
We had that briefly here.
Can you believe that?
Some banks are still that way. So a friend of mine went to a bank today, and she was trying to open an account, and she had to get an appointment to do that. So she had gotten the appointment today. And there was actually a police officer at the door of this bank who was essentially operating as a doorman, presumably on moonlighting. You know, sometimes cops will do, like, private security gigs on their off time, but there's, for whatever reason, they're allowed to wear their police uniform when they do that. I don't know if you've ever seen that happen at, like, a club or something like that.
I have not, and I don't like that at all.
Yeah, so this cop was... Go ahead, Kirby.
No, I was just going to say we have them that work at my job. There's one here every day. Makes $50 an hour to be here, too.
Wow, that's a lot. So, yeah, they're getting paid quite a bit in that case. But this cop was apparently supposedly counting the number of people that was inside the building and stopping people from coming in if there were already too many, quote, too many that were inside the building. But he was, quote, being nice and letting people inside the vestibule since it's cold outside, right? Like, it's almost
freezing
cold.
Yeah, it's like 20 degrees.
Yeah. So
you know, they won't even let us in the vest appeal.
Yep. So what else? Tell me more.
Silver Dave. You familiar with Silver Dave?
Of course.
Say, is it? Okay. I love this guy. I love what he's doing. I love the way he's doing it.
For listeners that aren't familiar, Silver Dave is a former co-host. He has hosted a few shows with us here on Free Talk Live, and we've had him on as a guest. He is the guy behind Gun Church here in New Hampshire, which is I think every other week gun gathering where people shoot various different guns at a fairly large range, and there's usually dozens of people that attend this. Is that what you're referring to, Kirby?
That is exactly who I'm referring mm-hmm. to. And it actually goes along with his former employment, because that's what they're supposed to do. That was one of the things. It's a rumor anyway. That Kennedy told them that he required of them in order to get their headgear, because the Army didn't want them to have it. And they're supposed that the story is that he charged them with teaching us how to defend ourselves.
You're talking about the military?
Yeah, the Green Berets.
Okay.
The military didn't want them to have that headgear. But Kennedy was real big on them. He started them. And the story goes that at some point before he was killed, he made it the Green Beret a unit citation, so the Army can't take it from them, and told them that their job essentially is to help us defend ourselves when this government goes rogue.
I have not heard that before. That's interesting. So what you're saying is Silver Dave, as a former Green Beret, actually took that role seriously, and now that he is no longer with the military, he is doing that job and helping train people on defense tactics and things like that.
Yeah, if the rumor I was told is true, exactly. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And the last thing I want to bring up is a book by a brother named John Mosby. He's in the same league with Silver Dave. Good book.
What is the name of the book?
The Guerrilla Gunfighter, Volume 1 and 2.
There you go. Kirby's recommendations. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, look, I understand, and I think it's absolutely your right to defend yourself if you are attacked. I don't think that violence ultimately is going to solve the problem of the government, because all you're going to do is just create a vacuum, and then more people are going to fill that vacuum.
Yeah, you just get a new government.
Yeah, they actually may be even worse than the ones that you eliminate if you're using violence in that particular case. But I do like the idea of non-cooperation, and I do like the idea of civil disobedience and people ignoring these government bureaucrats. And that's where these business owners are failing in Colorado with this pact to stay open with 65 businesses. I mean, it sounds great on its face, right? Like the headline, businesses form pact to stay open. Okay, cool, great. If that's actually what they're doing, then that's good. And some of them sound like they're pretty serious about it. So one of the guys they interview here at CBS Local, one of the business owners said he has no intention of closing down and will take this battle as far as necessary in order to protect his employees, business, and his fellow entrepreneurs. But on the other hand, there's also this letter where they're trying to beg the government goons there for permission to stay open. So it's sort of like of a dual mind, right? Like on one hand,
it's like we want to stay open. We're going to stay open either way. So give us your blessing or
that's
not.
Kind of what it seems like it might be. But it's when you read the actual letter to the governor, it's more begging than it is anything else. So let me go on here.
It's the wrong spirit for sure. It should be. We're going to stay open or not. You can accept it and give us some magical waiver so that you feel better about it. Or you can ignore it.
Yeah. We prefer. This is okay. So here's what the bureaucrat from Larimer County, Katie O'Donnell, said in a written statement to CBS4. Quote, "We prefer to work with the local businesses on this, but the state has made it clear they'll pull retail food licenses for noncompliance. That's what we're trying to avoid, as a minimum revocation is at least 60 days, and they would be completely closed." So what she's saying there is, hey, look, we're just going to close you down into the red zone here for, it's just going to be a couple weeks. So you can just close down for a couple weeks like we tell you to do, or we're going to close you down for 60 days. Which one's it going to be?
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising. You know, that's what the bureaucrats do. The moment that you had to have a bureaucrat's permission to open the store was pretty much the moment you had to obey whatever the bureaucrat told you to, because right. They had something over you that they could take away.
And you asked for that, right? Like, you asked for the license. So when you ask for something, when you supplicate yourself in front of another person or group of people, when you beg for some sort of benefit, in this case, the ability to open a business without having men with guns show up, because that's what a license ultimately is, then you are asking for something, and you will do what they say. And you will continue to do what they say, and this is proof of it. But then again, I don't blame a business owner for doing that because, well, they know they're going to get targeted if they just open up a business, because then somebody else who also already went through the licensing process, they're going to call up and say, hey, so-and-so's business is open. They don't have a license. I got my license. You need to go shut them down. So then you get the abuse victim mentality going of, you know, turn the victims against the other victims, right? Like, they... Oh, well,
I had to jump through all of those hoops, so should they.
Right, I had to pay all these costs to jump through the hoops, and so it's not fair that they can just open up without doing anything. And so they turn the slaves against
each other. Did they not realize that they could have just opened up without doing all of that, too, that they chose to get permission?
Right, and because all of them have made that choice, it's the norm to make that choice. And so, therefore, anyone who actually doesn't make the choice is an enemy to the status quo, and everyone turns against that person. And here we are, where now businesses are so afraid that they won't even open their doors without a permission slip. So she says further, there's the bureaucrat again. She says, we've already asked to be approved for a 5-star program like Mesa County's. We were told none are granted in the red statuses. Mesa's was granted when they were in Protect Our Neighbor, and it was allowed on a trial basis, she said. Every business in Colorado has to follow our laws. Actually, I'm sorry, this is the governor who says every business in Colorado has to follow our laws. This is not political, said another. This is because we care about our community. Now, one of the business owners again says, quote, I will not let my staff go hungry or without a roof over their head for Christmas. They have a right to survive. I'm here to say don't tread on me. I am going to survive. My people will prosper. Our community will grow stronger. And this will happen because we all have a portion to do. And that's the kind of talk I like to hear.
That's strong sentiment.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. I hope you can back it up with action. And that action is simple.
Well, we know the state will bring action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.